Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Since the Parkland shooting in Florida, some corporations have cut their business and marketing ties to the National Rifle Association. MetLife, First National Bank of Omaha, Avis and Budget, Hertz and Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and United Airlines. But when Delta Airlines said that it too would stop offering deals and discounts for NRA members, the blowback was swift. Delta has a hub and a lot of jobs in Atlanta, Georgia. And Georgia Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle tweeted this: "I will kill any tax legislation that benefits Delta unless the company changes its position and fully reinstates its relationship with the NRA. Corporations cannot attack conservatives and expect us not to fight back." Well, it's a political time in Georgia. Cagle is running for governor in the Republican primary, where conservatives are the kingmakers. And the tax cut he's pledging to kill, it's a $40 million jet fuel exemption for Delta, currently making its way through the Georgia Assembly. Georgia Republican State Senator Michael Williams represents Forsyth County, north of Atlanta. He's also running for governor in the state's GOP primary. Senator, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Don. It's a pleasure.
Do you agree with that tweet that I just read from your opponent and your colleague, Casey Cagle?
Well, Todd, I have to be honest with you. I chuckle every time I hear that, because I was fighting this tax exemption for Delta on Friday when he was trying to fast-track it through the Senate. It was me and another senator there. We actually attempted to take that measure out of a tax break for the rest of the citizens of Georgia, and we were precluded to. We said it was out of order and we couldn't do it. And it wasn't until Delta came out and said, you know, that they were going to cut ties with the NRA that I was able to kind of get several other of the senators rallied against this. The people of Georgia had their voice heard. And 30 minutes before the lieutenant governor tweeted that, he actually asked all the Republican senators if they were not going to support the Delta measure, and seeing that he could not force the bill through, then he decided that he was going to be against it. So again, okay. it's a political ploy on his part, but nonetheless, it's a real issue, because I don't believe in corporate welfare and capital cronyism.
All right, so the campaign is going on, and I get it if you say that Casey Cagle is a latecomer to this issue of the tax break, but what about the NRA, Senator, and its relationship with Delta Airlines? Do you think that this is a good thing, that because Delta has said no more customer discounts for NRA members, that the state should turn around and kill its tax break?
Well, again, let's be clear, Todd. Delta does not have the tax exemption right now. They are currently paying this fuel tax. And for them to come out during the weekend, where, again, the Senate is discussing giving them a tax exemption, to say that they're not going to honor and continue their relationship with the NRA, that's just a slap in the face to all the conservatives and you know, people that love our country, people that love our Constitution, our Second Amendment. So, no, if they want to take that political position, then they're going to have to suffer the political ramifications of it.
Another thing that's a little bit confusing in this situation, and I realize it's a political time, and I realize that the NRA is popular with Republicans who are voting in this primary. I get it. Trust me. One thing that seems to be going on here, though, is politicians using the instruments of the state, a potential tax break, you know, the people's money one way or the other, to go after a corporation whose opinions it doesn't like. I understand if you think this is a swipe at conservatives, but using the people's money one way or the other to get back at them seems a little strange.
Well, I guess I have to disagree with the way that you're phrasing that, because this is not a punitive action. This is not us taking away a tax exemption that Delta already had. This isn't us going after Delta and saying, you know what, because you did that, we're going to take something away from you. Delta was asking the Georgia State Legislature to exempt them from a sales tax. They were asking for a favor. And in doing so, they took a dump on our conservative values. You can't ask us for something and then slap us in the face at the same time and expect us not to respond.
Senator, you have a 93% rating from the NRA as of October 2017. Why 93%? Why not 100? What happened?
You know, I was when you said that, I was thinking, what did I do wrong? I was expecting kind of 100%. I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I did, but no, I was hoping to be 100%.
And have you received any financial backing, campaign money from the NRA or any of its PACs there in Georgia?
I love this question because the answer is absolutely no, I have not.
The NRA, according to our research, gave $15,000 to the Georgia GOP. Have you gotten any of that money siphoned to you for any of your races?
No, I have not received any money from the Georgia GOP.
Well, there's some other news that affects Georgia, Senator. Dick's Sporting Goods says today that they're no longer selling assault-style weapons at all or high-capacity clips. They won't sell a gun to anyone under 21, regardless of local or state laws. This takes effect immediately. Here's another corporation taking a position on guns. They have 10 stores in the state of Georgia, as I'm sure you know. What do you think?
Again, if that's the position that Dick's Sporting Goods wants to take, by all means, I don't think as an elected official, as government, that we need to interfere in what their policies are. But at the same time, remember, Dick's Sporting Goods is not coming and asking us for any type of tax exemptions. They're not asking a favor from us. So if that's what they want to do, by all means, that's within their power.
Senator, I know at the top of this interview you might have sensed, I don't know, a little bit of the confusion that I have about this whole situation, because Delta has decided that a business relationship it has with the NRA basically isn't worth its money. These are corporations, you know, that are in business to make money. And it doesn't seem to me that that really affects anyone in Georgia's right to buy a gun, to support the Second Amendment. You can go out to any sporting goods store today, not Dick's Sporting Goods, I guess, but another one, still buy your weapons, regardless of what some airline has to say about a private organization. I guess I'm missing the connection.
Yeah, let me try to explain it one more time. Like you mentioned earlier, we in the state of Georgia, whenever we start dealing with tax collections, we are dealing with the money that belongs to the people of Georgia. It's not technically the state's money. It's they're taking it from the people of Georgia. And if the people of Georgia do not want to give Delta a tax exemption, why should we force that on them? Again, this whole uprising is because the people of Georgia, again, those people that love their Second Amendment, love our country, they have reached out and they have made their will known to their representatives. This is how representative government works. The people in Georgia do not want their tax money going to an organization or a company that fights what they believe in.
Well, a tax break for Delta Airlines may be on the way out in Georgia. Senator Michael Williams is running for governor on the Republican side. Senator, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure, Todd. Thank you.